In a stunning upset, Israel Adesanya was brutally knocked out by Nasiruddin Imavov in his first non-title fight in nearly 6 years. The former middleweight champion made his long-awaited return to the contender ranks on Saturday night in Riyadh, facing the rising star Imavov, who had earned notable wins over the likes of Joaquin Buckley and Jared Cannonier on his way to a top-5 ranking. Adesanya's last non-title UFC fight was in February 2019, when he faced Anderson Silva in a fight of the night performance in Melbourne. Since then, he had claimed the interim title, defended it 6 times, and reignited his feud with Alex Pereira. However, the Nigerian-born Kiwi entered this fight against Imavov, having lost 3 of his last 4 bouts. Despite the build-up, Imavov remained somewhat under the radar heading into the fight, though a win over Adesanya would position him for a potential title shot. The atmosphere in the arena was electric, with football superstar Cristiano Ronaldo watching from cageside, and Adesanya made his entrance to the octagon with a calm, confident aura, still carrying the respect of a former champion. He received a handshake from referee Mark Goddard before the fight began. The first round saw both fighters engage on their feet, with Adesanya defending an early takedown attempt from Imavov before the pair exchanged strikes. However, the turning point came in the second round. Adesanya, who had been pressing the action, was poked in the eye but chose not to take a break. He continued to push forward, but it was Imavov who seized control. The Frenchman landed a devastating overhand right that dropped Adesanya to the canvas. Imavov followed up with a powerful uppercut as Adesanya, visibly dazed, tried to recover. The Frenchman quickly capitalized, raining down punches on the former champion, forcing the referee to stop the fight. Adesanya, frustrated with the stoppage, was unable to defend himself as Imavov continued his assault. After the fight, Imavov expressed his satisfaction, saying through a translator, "I feel so good, I said all week long I was in perfect shape. I proved it that I'm the better striker tonight, now it's time for me to fight for the belt." He dedicated the victory to his family, friends, and coaching staff, adding, "Surround yourself by people who love you and that you love, and you'll grow up this way."